He was the sixth of 12 children, born on a 300-acre farm in central Connecticut. While all of the kids in the family were important, it's that sixth child whose name you may still know today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Perhaps you remember from your history books the name Nathan Hale, a hero of the American Revolution. Amory Sharlin shares his story from the Nathan Hale homestead in Coventry, Connecticut.
Richard Hale, who is Nathan Hale's father, is from a very affluent family in the Beverly, Massachusetts area. He's not in the right spot in the birth order to inherit anything. So he has to go out in the world and find his own way. And that's what brings him to Coventry, Connecticut.
Richard Hale came to Coventry, Connecticut, married a local girl, and began a family. 12 children in all, with 10 surviving to adulthood. We today know the sixth child most in the family, Nathan Hale.
Richard can't afford to send all of his kids for a formal education. He ends up sending Nathan and the brother that is just above Nathan, Enoch.
Enoch became a minister. Nathan graduated in 1773 and became a schoolteacher, eventually teaching in New London, Connecticut. That port city offered Nathan the latest news of the day and put him in touch with others who had independence from England on their mind.
Then being in New London, he is going to meetings. He is learning about the Sons of Liberty. He already knows that his three older brothers marched to Concord and Lexington for the Lexington Alarm.
And Nathan's friend from Yale, Benjamin Talmadge, who would figure prominently in the American Revolution, encouraged him to join the cause as well. He became a lieutenant and eventually a captain in the militia. But some of his men may have not liked his leadership.
He was raised that playing cards was the devil's game. There's a report of him actually going in and ripping up the cards so his men can't play cards.
Hale would spy for the revolutionary side in the coming conflict and pay with his life. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Coventry, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCrae.